Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, this is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Paul Harmon, executive editor and founder of Business Process Trends Associates. Today, Paul and I are going to discuss how project management and BPM can help one another, mainly how project management can help BPM. So first of all, Paul, thank you so much for joining me today on this podcast.
Thank you, Peter.
So first of all, with project management, what are the generally accepted project management practices?
Oh, there are certainly several books people like Drucker have written and so forth. Probably the leading U.S. source of information is the Project Management Institute. They have a body of knowledge, which is published, guidebook to project management body of knowledge or some such, and a large membership and a lot of courses that are taught. So if somebody were to ask me about, you know, how do I learn about project management, I'd probably refer them to taking training with PMI somewhere.
Gotcha. Now, project management, obviously EBSQ is related to process management and BPM. So essentially, how do the two relate to each other?
Let's start with BPM. Lots of people use BPM in different ways. For example, the software vendors often use BPM when they want to refer to software products that support business process development. That's not the way I use it. BPMS products are valuable, but I use BPM to refer to a broad approach to managing processes within an organization. Lots of organizations have multiple process efforts underway. They have a Six Sigma group. They have a process group in IT. They may have a lean group. They certainly have programs like a balanced scorecard. Lots of different things that affect the processes. And I think the popularity of BPM at the moment is in part companies have just decided they want some overarching way of thinking about all the processes, or at least coordinating them and prioritizing them. So BPM has emerged as a sort of a broad collection of practices and techniques for integrating and prioritizing or coordinating various activities in an organization. I have some figures that the figure one is a description of the methodology that BP Trends offers. There are others. I'm not promoting this as such, but it provides a good overview of some of the different types of things that are part of a large BPM effort. So if you looked at that figure, first thing you do is it's divided. And on the vertical axis, it's divided between enterprise activities at the top, process activities in the middle, and implementation level activities at the bottom. And so, for example, at the top, you're concerned with things like strategy, like developing a business architecture for the organization, for figuring out how all the processes work together. At the process level, you're interested in improving existing processes or managing existing processes. And at the bottom level, you're interested in implementation resources to support process work. So everything from IT to HR, developing training for new employees, developing new software applications, and so forth. On the horizontal axis, what you see is that on the left side, you've got projects, and on the right side, you have day-to-day operations. So in PMI's terms, the right side is operational management, and the left side is project management. So right off, if you want to redesign a process, it's a project. It has a goal, it has a budget, it has a plan. You go through a whole series of steps. If you want to create a new business process architecture, it's a project. You start off with a goal. Again, you have steps, you have budget, it takes time, and the end result is an architecture that the company can use. On the other hand, on the right-hand side of that bold line, you've got operational activities. So once you have an architecture, senior management uses it. There are techniques they can use to determine what the priorities of different projects are. There are things they do on a monthly basis to monitor which processes are doing best. Same thing at the process level. At the process level, you have activities that generate a new process, but on a day-by-day basis, you have to execute that process. The manager that runs the process has to give feedback to employees. They have to determine that people need training if they need it. They have to get a budget approved every so often. So BPM is broader than just projects. We certainly have projects. We have projects where we develop process improvement. We have projects where we improve processes. We have projects where we create new architectures. We have projects where we improve, generate new software to support processes. At the same time, we have things like incremental improvement, which is not so much a project as an operational activity. We have things like monitoring processes on a day-by-day or monthly basis, which the a BPM group might do, and that's more operational management. So there's a mix. You certainly use processes a lot when you do projects. Projects when you do process work. But there certainly are things within the broader BPM context which are operational rather than project-oriented.
Well, that certainly clarifies it. Now, to drill down even further, how would you use project management, for instance, to do a BPM redesign project?
Okay. Well, I mean, if you think about the process itself, you have something that you're doing, and you're going to basically analyze it and redesign it. Okay. There's a goal for that. You want to improve the process. It's a project. You end up bringing together a team. You end up assigning responsibilities. You end up setting up a budget. You develop a plan and a schedule. If you look at figure two, when we talk to people specifically about process redesign, we basically tell them there are four things that you're going to have to organize and coordinate if you're going to have a successful project. Certainly one of them is you've got to know about how to do process modeling. You have to know how to do analysis and design. There's a whole collection of skills and techniques that are involved in that. You have to know about doing research and interviewing. There are lots of information that the team is going to have to go and get from other people in the organization. You need to do communication and change management. And that's usually a higher level set of skills that involves keeping people abreast of what you're doing, trying to avoid surprises, trying to get employees to understand why you're doing what you're doing. And on top of all that, there's project management. In other words, somebody that's involved in redesigning the process has to understand that it's a project, and they have to be able to do the things that are required of somebody in a project.
Very interesting. Now, would you say project management should be used in all cases and stages of BPM?
Certainly. I mean, again, looking back at figure one, certainly in all the project portions of BPM. In other words, if I'm doing a redesign effort, it's a project. I need to use project management techniques. If I'm doing an architecture effort, at least initially developing the architecture, is a project, and I need to use all the techniques that are appropriate to make that happen. Same thing with developing software. The team that's going to put together a new software application to support automate a process are going to go through a project, and they need to use project techniques. If you look at figure three, which I included, that's a figure that actually is drawn from PMI's project management body of knowledge. And what it basically shows is three different areas of concern with management. One of them is the generally accepted project management knowledge and practice, which is documented in PMI's work. The second one is general management knowledge, the sort of thing you might find in a book by Peter Drucker. The third area is specific applications of knowledge and practices. So from our perspective, a process redesign project is a particular type of project that is focused on redesigning a process. It has its own specific knowledge and practices. For example, the kind of team that you assemble to do a process redesign is different than the kind of team you might assemble to do whatever, come up with a new logo or a new marketing plan. And so there are specific sorts of things one can teach someone when one's talking about a process project. You can teach them what kinds of a team you need. You can teach them, give them ideas about what kinds of budgets are usually required for different kinds of process interventions. And we teach that as in a class. In other words, at least at BP Trends, we wouldn't try to teach someone to be a project manager. We would recommend that they go to someplace else for a class in that. If they were taking one of our classes in process redesign, we would teach just those skills and knowledges that were specific to process redesign, or in the case of architecture, to designing a business architecture. In other words, we wouldn't teach them budgeting, but we'd give them some heuristics about the kinds of budgets that you usually develop when you're doing process redesign. We wouldn't teach them scheduling in the abstract, but we'd give them the kinds of information that you usually need if you're trying to estimate, for example, how long an automation project would take or how long a different kind of a redesign process would take.
That makes sense, and that seems like it would be quite helpful as well. Now, seeing this overview, and it seems to make a lot of sense, but what would you say are some of the limitations or risks involved in this project management approach to BPM?
I'm not even sure how to answer that. I mean, you can't do process redesign without having goals. You can't do process redesign without creating a team. You can't do process redesign without some sort of a budget. And all those things are basically the kinds of things that people know about if they know about project management. So it's not a matter of a risk if you use project management. It's almost the other way around. If you don't use project management, you're not likely to do a good process redesign. I mean, the risks there in the abstract are the same risks that anybody who knows about project management would run into. As to the specific risks, those we certainly address. For example, when you do process redesign, you have to analyze the business process. It's common if you get the wrong sort of people on the team that they get into analysis paralysis, which just refers to the fact they keep drawing models and get more and more detailed ideas of how the process works, and they don't move on to the redesign phase. There are people who try different kinds of redesign. Some people will look at a particular set of problems and decide it should be automated, where in fact it isn't really a good candidate for automation. So the risks that we would certainly talk about would be the risks that are associated with working with changing processes. There are undoubtedly risks that are common, generic to project management. We don't teach those. You know, you certainly don't want to start out with a budget that's too tight. You don't want to start out with a budget that's too vague and so forth.
Indeed. So you're essentially saying the risks are the same, are inherent in the project itself and not in project management, which would inevitably identify them anyway. So that makes a lot of sense. This is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf speaking with Paul Harmon of Business Process Trends Associates. Thank you so much for an excellent podcast today, Paul.
Okay. Thank you.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.